cut the jibber jabber.
WJFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Now, Buzz, I know you don't watch it.
No.
But here's the moment when the girl came so close.
Almost cried.
To the breakdown that would have made me feel like the savant of all time.
Was it enough to bring you back for next week?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Because I think if not for Ryan Seacrest, that mogul jumping in and saving it.
He totally saved it.
This girl would have fallen apart. Listen to this, Buzzy. Here we go.
Katie. You are safe.
Down, 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 down.
Leaves tonight on American Idol.
Here we go. Listen to this, Buzzy. Right. So good. Just what I asked for. A breakdown, please.
Drama.
Please, a breakdown, please. Say you can't sing.
I can't sing.
Oh, it's okay.
I thought I had it.
It's okay.
It's embarrassing.
No, it's okay. It's all right. It's all right.
You almost did have it. He's a good nurturer, Ryan is.
And at this point, I'm thinking, I've won.
Yeah. She has her back to the camera. You can't see her.
I just want to talk about the reality of what you've done and what you've accomplished from meeting you.
Got your wish.
You know, across the country, you saw thousands and thousands.
No, she ended up singing.
You made it to a very small group on this stage. Almost.
She didn't have the total breakdown.
You're singing with these girls. And every
week, there's an up with people moment coming, right?
Somebody has to go on this show. No matter how good you are, somebody's got to go every single week until we get to the end. Okay? Let's give it up for her one more time.
Yeah.
Ryan does save it, but I hated him for it.
No, you should have just left her there. That's what we want.
Boo.
Boo, Simon.
Boo. Shut up, I'm making a code gesture.
Shut up. Idiots. Because they choose to be. Don and Mike.
Right.
You're awful funny, aren't you?
Sometimes.
I brandish dynamite.
How are you doing, John McCain?
That is so true, Dick.
Dick. Everybody okay?
Is everybody happy?
Bright as the sun.
All right, let's get back to this now.
All right. A little quiet for Super Jock.
Uh-huh. You know, the one thing I did want to mention about Idol Don is they did vote everybody off I wanted to see voted off.
Oh, good. Yeah.
They made great choices, and so far America has not been letting me down.
See, I get excited because we have Tuesday, we have Wednesday, and you guys come in and you say, it was a horrible show, it was a hate show, I'm going to stop watching the show, and then the live show comes on Thursday, and they hook you back in every
day. Well, they do because they booted the people that suck.
Right.
And for me, it wasn't that because there's still plenty more that suck.
Uh-huh.
But we were so close.
I know.
To the total breakdown. I mean,
you're probably not going to get it now for the rest of the season because they've seen
how
bad it looks for the contestant. Because it really does, especially when you have the other contestants that are up there being troopers and singing through their pain. Uh-huh. And then you see the one girl break down. They're going to say, I don't want to do that.
Yeah. And do you think that it's going to hurt? Now, here's where.
You found out that David Archuleta, I think, is getting jiggy with it with the sister.
No, I disagree.
Why'd she go over and hug him?
I think he's just a weepy little half man, half girl.
I've never seen the lady walk all the way across and hug
one
guy.
You know why? Because he spent the whole time that she was getting booted off the show. Did you see they kept showing him bawling like a baby?
He was. He was weeping. He's a sensitive show kid.
That hurts him.
Tied forever at the kneecaps.
Right.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you for getting us back on track. Let's get back to the all-caller show. Robbie, how many calls did we take in our first break today?
This is amazing. 132.
Come on.
29.
29 calls first
break.
Oh,
we got to work harder. We got to work harder.
Pretty good.
Click, click, click.
Well, this music is not going to help us pick the pace
up. I'm sleepy.
I thought you were playing another Walter Brennan song.
My God. Hold on. Maybe I can work with this. Let's take some all caller show calls.
Jazz. Cool jazz.
Okay, all right, hold on.
Jazz. The way you like it.
There we go. That's where we were before. All right.
Yeah.
877-365-3636. Only happens once every 4 years. Labor Day.
Right.
I'm sorry. Leap year day.
Leap year day.
Leaper day.
Ta-da, boop da.
Oh, call of a show. Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi, what's happening?
First question. Back in the day, you guys ever get all coked out and do some crazy stuff together?
Yes.
Back in the day, we were just constantly staying up all night and trashing hotel rooms and banging starlets
together
right.
and separately.
That's how I figured. You're bringing the same girl?
Sure. Many times we had the same girl. We'd flip for who had sloppy seconds.
Mike and I would do sisters, mothers, and daughters, sometimes a grandma, mom, and a daughter.
And occasionally the family pet.
Yeah, that's great stuff. You guys want to donate to my Get Out of Debt Fund?
No.
That's the quickest way to get off the line.
But you see, this is a chance for people to ask questions that maybe we wouldn't normally take.
Sure.
We'll give you a minute to sell yourself here.
You know what?
What, Mike?
I sure wish we'd get a call from Prince Harry. He's so brave.
I just felt like saying that.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, fellas. Don, you will be sorely missed. You've been part of my life 4 hours a day for the past 15 years, so my life will be different but the same.
Thank you. I hope you will continue to listen to Mike and the rest of the crazy gang.
Thank you.
Hey, what's my percentage on calling? I've been a long-time caller. What's my percentage?
Do you have the stats up there for this guy?
I got it here. You've called the show 236 times, and you've made it on the air 30 times.
That's a lot.
Yeah, but that's really not. I mean, as far as the volume of times you've called and gotten through, that's not a good percentage.
Try harder.
But I like you guys.
What, Robbie?
It's about 12%. He's batting 120.
Yeah, 120 average gets you back down to the minors, though.
Hi, Don and Mike Show. Hello, all caller show.
Hi, guys. How are you?
We're doing great. How about you? How about ye?
I'm doing all right today. I want to let you know, yesterday was a 3-year anniversary of my wife's passing. And for the longest time, I knew that at least for 4 hours every day, I could forget about things and have a good time. Yep. So just thanks a lot.
All right, you got it.
That's nice of you to say that. We do love that
Very
when
nice.
People say stuff like that.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don, the girl on Idol, the one who can do Britney Spears, doesn't she remind you of the hottest girl in high school?
Yeah. Is she the one that they said early on, you think you're better than you are?
Yeah, and also that her tape piece is usually what carries her through because she does do the Britney Spears. And anytime anybody does Britney Spears, I laugh out loud. I love that impression.
She did the baby crying the other day.
It was the girl, the black girl did the baby crying.
Oh, really? You're right. Yeah.
But
yeah.
She is funny, but she can't sing a lick when she gets on stage. She has a terrible time.
Then the other great thing about her is
we'll never know the other great thing.
You got to be careful if you're going to open up that American Idol box during mm-hmm. the 60-second segment.
She definitely could be a Heather. You know, like she's definitely one of the evil girls in school.
Yeah, definitely one of the evil.
Yeah, a mean girl.
Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, you guys still keep in touch with Learjet Wrigley?
With who? Oh, with Learjet. Mike just thought he saw him on
the home show in Baltimore. I thought he's like selling homes on the weekend, like doing the parade of homes.
And the last I had heard, he was DJing out in Los Angeles.
You've done that, Buzz, right? Would you be able to find out if that guy Rick Learjet Leary is working
for
them?
I'll ask around, sure. Right.
Do you still do that, Buzz?
I haven't done it lately, no.
That's too bad. Well, thanks. Thanks for all the information.
Don't open up or anything.
Thanks for the information about the times that you did do it.
No, it's been almost 10 years since I did any home tour type shows on television.
And that's where you would sit in a room, right? You would sit in like a model house?
Oh, no. I would walk in front of the camera like Stone Phillips, and we'd walk along, and I would show you through the homes.
Oh, you'd actually walk through all the different homes?
Oh, yeah. I'd put on my suit and everything.
Cool.
He was quite embarrassed by that.
That's why I didn't want to talk about it.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. He's prouder now being Mr. Plumber or whatever his
My
voice.
Plumber.
My
oh,
Plumber.
Oh, they're great.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hi,
you're on the air.
I know.
Yeah.
I wanted to know if I could tell you my poem.
Sure. Why not?
Yeah, knock us out.
It's all caller show. Go ahead.
Oh, I like that fetching little laugh.
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Yeah, baby. Daddy.
Me and my dog named Bill. Bill.
Is this a haiku or a poem?
A poem.
Is that it?
That's it.
Because me and my dog named Bill.
Because as far as I'm concerned, here's how you build a poem. Oh, what a feeling when you're dancing on the ceiling.
Can I finish the poem for you?
That's a song.
Can I finish your poem for you?
Yes, ma'am.
Me and my dog named Bill. Peanut butter he would swill. Home after every afternoon, I'd make sure that Bill would eat.
Not.
Oh, thank you, Rob. Because there was only one thing that I could find that rhymed with noon.
Hold on. I got the end, though. Bill made my vagine ill. Hello. Don and Mike Show. Make us
laugh.
No. It's simply the All Caller Show. There we go. All Caller Show. Hi there.
Hello.
Hi. You're on the air.
Hey, Hey, I can't believe you guys picked Jim Belushi as your worst guy yesterday. I tried to call yesterday, but couldn't get through.
All right, who's your choice?
He did a great bit where
I was asking you who was your choice for the worst cast member.
Oh, Kazurinsky by far.
All right, well then, give us an example of something good Jim Belushi did. We asked that yesterday, and no one could answer.
Well, there was a great bit where he's in the men's room in a bar, and he sees this real swarthy-looking Italian guy stuffing a sock down his pants. And he gets those Jim Belushi, John Belushi bad eyes looking at the camera. And the next scene is him walking through the bar with about an 8-foot...
Oh, Mike, I'm sure you remember this just like me. That was not funny.
Not funny at all.
No, not funny.
Almost sad, really.
Not funny.
Stupid.
Well, anyway, thanks for calling.
Thanks for calling.
That was not funny.
Thank you.
I stand behind that. Our informal bracketing yesterday with Jim Belushi being the worst Saturday Night Live cast member
ever. I never saw the bit he's talking about. I can practically picture it, though.
Sure.
You can see Belushi, you know, the guy stuffing his leg. Oh, and then he walks out, and it's this big exaggerated in the front of his pants. Oh, funny. So hysterical.
Pretending
funny.
To be his brother like an Animal House, right?
Exactly.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Today is the day after Thursday.
Let's say hi to the original Mike.
Hi.
And still one of the best.
Hello.
Hi.
This guy called us.
I want to kill him. I still want to kill him after all these years.
This guy used to be a hemorrhoid.
God, I hate this guy.
Every day, for like 15 years.
I think the last time we saw him is when we were handing out money.
Do
you remember how weird he looked when we finally met
he
him?
He looked like he sounded. He had those like big anus eyes, and he's going, ha, 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 la, 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 la.
Yeah.
Your time's up.
There he is. It's the Friday, the day after Thursday guy.
Yeah.
All the old friends checking in on the old Calder show.
My brain hurts.
Mike is rubbing his temples like Simon Cowell.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Yep, it's nothing but calls. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, I have a haiku for you guys if you guys want to hear it.
Oh, well, since we're taking poems, why not?
If I have a vote, I would vote no. I mean, if we want to hear it.
Oh, I think this is going to be fabulous.
All caller show.
Okay.
Yeah, you're right.
Go ahead.
Haikus are easy to write, but sometimes they don't make sense. Refrigerator.
I get that. I like that.
No way to back up, I guess.
Hi there, Don and Mike Show. Hello, all caller show.
Hey, guys, isn't it funny to see a guy riding a bike and smoking a cigarette?
I really haven't seen that often.
What is this, like Jerry Seinfeld?
Uh-huh.
Like
observational.
Who are all these people that ride bikes as delivery men? And what are they doing smoking a cigarette?
I'll tell you something else I haven't seen. I like the commercials that have the guy that says, I'm going to call the people my B-list friends. Mm-hmm. And one of them, he says, like, I'm going to call back my B friends, like Gary. And then he says, and I'm going to be that guy talking on the phone on the treadmill. I've been to the gym. I've never seen someone actually on the phone on the treadmill. That would be so freaking annoying.
Yes, it would.
Can you imagine?
Have you ever been on the treadmill and talked on the phone?
Never. First off, I'm not coordinated enough to hold the phone and be on the treadmill.
It's reckless.
And even if I had the hands-free thing, I don't know. I would be a mess.
Wouldn't that be almost too important? Hey, Phil. Yeah, that's great. Okay, we're going to do that. No problem. Let me get my cardio. My heart rate's almost up to 140. Hold on just a second.
It seems to me if you were in a gym. Well, he's going, Rob. Okay. It seems to me if you were in a gym, wouldn't you have the same thing that you have on an airplane where you're in a loud room?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And especially if you're exercising, your voice would be louder and would carry
echo
much further than it normally would.
It would be. I've never seen it, but it would be tremendously obnoxious. Having said that, I have spoken on the phone when I've been on a treadmill, and it is not easy to do. You know, I say treadmill, probably an elliptical, and that's even a little tougher.
Yeah, right.
Because you got
was it a hands-free headset or
no? It was on the phone. It's probably you.
Hands-free elliptical.
It's in fact, you're probably who I've talked to more than anybody else on when I'm on a piece of exercise equipment.
I guess I have talked to you sometimes when you
gasping for air.
Yeah, when I'm sitting there. What are you? That was back about 11 years ago when I exercised.
Good luck finding the time when Mike isn't on a piece.
That's right, Rob.
Thanks, Rob.
That's why. Thank you, Rob Bowflex.
Love your ads.
It's interesting when Rob makes those jokes. You know,
it is.
Really, it really, really is. You know, it's kind of like Dom DeLuise getting really amazingly put down by John Panette.
I got skinny once.
Yeah, you did.
Thank you.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
He didn't like it.
Hello.
Hey, fellas. Love the show. Listen every day.
Thank you. That's all we require.
Hey, Mike, I just wanted to say I'm looking forward to hearing you make magic with your new producer, Joe Bialystock.
Max Bialystock.
Joe.
Nathan Lane will be coming in here.
Oh, that'd be something.
Oh, God. I love. You know what? I did finally see the producer's movie. After all these years, I finally watched
on
it.
On HBO?
I like neither Nathan Lane, no matter what he does. I'm a super fan.
Yep. I do not like that movie. Sorry.
You don't like that? You don't even like Uma Thurman?
You know why?
A little sexy. Why is that?
Broderick.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, that's fair.
Thank you, Buzz. Thanks for being the arbiter on that.
Did you see on the internet when they had Broderick and Martin Short and Eugene Levy leaving like the same restaurant and all cramming into the back of a car together?
Where was Mark Weiss?
TMZ did a thing on it where they were talking about who would make the headline if the car got in a terrible crash and they all died. Who would make the headline?
Hey, TMZ, you let me down on two things. First off, I don't believe that cat on American Idol wears a wig. Mm-hmm. That's been kind of disproven.
Yep.
And also when I was on TMZ either yesterday or today, it was Regis loses his temper with a fan. Mm. Oh, did you see that video?
I didn't see that video.
And here's what it is. He's standing at some restaurant. It's just a typical thing. The guy wants to take the picture, and the camera doesn't work, and he says, come on, hurry up. I mean, that's it.
TMZ really has gone so far. And, you know, there's one thing with their website where they're snarky and they're nasty. Mm-hmm. But with their TV show, I come away not being, like, annoyed at celebrities. I come away being pissed off at TMZ.
Hate all the people in their bullpen, the guys with the big long ponytails and Harvey.
Like the guys that are all like people that Harvey Levin wants to sleep with.
Harvey's sitting there going, all right, let's see, what do we have today?
And he's like the nerve center guy that they're all pitching him.
Right. You, the man that looks like Fabio.
Yeah, and then you'll see something where it's like, okay, hey, Harvey, get a load of this. Julia Roberts was like walking down the sidewalk. What's the deal with that? She's wearing a coat and it's wintertime. Really? Yeah, let's be as mean and nasty as we can. Mm-hmm. I really wish something bad to happen to those people with TMZ.
No, I don't wish.
I've gone full circle with them.
I wish that enough bad stuff would happen so that they could be a full-time
operation.
Well,
the TV show is just
there's not
mean for mean. It's fake mean.
Yeah, it would be a great once a week show, but there's just not enough Britney every day.
Well, and you know what you don't need? It's much like America's Funniest Home Videos or any of those shows. You don't need the smarmy, nasty commentary to go with it. You could report it like a legitimate. And our cameras caught up with Brad Garrett, and he had a little problem, and just show it like that. But no, they got to go. Okay, well, hey, Lindsay, where are you moving your ass now? And it's just, I get tired of it.
And I have a familiar beef that I watched on the news yesterday when they're talking about the ice storms and snow in the Midwest.
Right.
They love setting the camera up. Uh-huh. And now there's a hill, like in Omaha.
Cars.
Whereas people are going over the hill, they slide through an intersection. They show two separate cars sliding through the same intersection.
And they're sliding through it because no one is warning them that there is an ice patch ahead of them.
Now, I'll give the TV crew the benefit of the doubt that maybe the first time they're taping the street and they see this happen. Well, now they've already seen one car run into another car. By the time the second car is coming down the street, they don't stop them.
No.
They keep the camera rolling and go, and look, just 5 minutes later at the same spot, boom,
You're talking about the one that was a really legitimate wreck where the bumper came off the front of the car and everything.
And then there was a second wreck right after that one.
Yeah, they do nothing except get a good shot.
Isn't that great?
And you know what? It's used nationally.
Yes.
And they know it'll be used nationally. Very strange.
Oh, we are so selfish.
I know we are.
We have just, look at that.
That's my fault. I started that.
There we are doing the listener's job for
I'll
me.
Shut up.
Me too. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Bangalore Torpedoes blast barbed wire. And this is the beginning of the end. Cherbourg's grim defenders surrender. As the Allied liberation of France rolls forward, thousands of Hitler's hordes fall into our hands.
Oh, God.
During the first 30 days of the Norman campaign, the Germans suffered 75,000 casualties.
Yep.
Our own men.
This is like if Rob ever put you on hold at his house.
What you hear.
As a German Red Cross nurse treats Nazi wounded. With the defenses reduced to rubble, General von Schlieben, military commander of Cherbourg's fortresses, surrenders.
Rob will let this one go all the way.
Admiral, who received Hitler's Iron Cross for destroying Cherbourg's port facility. Major General Joseph Collins dictates terms of surrender to von Schlieben. Leaving Allied headquarters,
sadly times.
That's a real old newsreel.
Hello there. Don and Mike show. Welcome to the magic that is the All Caller show. It's dazzling.
Thanks, Don, for leaving and giving us another 4 hours of Carmichael Dave in Sacramento. Guess it could be worse. I could have 4 hours of Grant Napier and Mike Lamb. So starting June 1st, you'll hear a large click in Sacramento, and that will be everybody turning off their radio.
Oh, no, you're just a dick. You're just a dick.
A pure dick.
A PD.
A pure dick. And as we...
That's where it came from.
As we came up with yesterday, KEC.
Keep eating.
BMC.
Big man C-word.
Right. Enjoy yourself.
Keep eating.
BodyAttackRadar.com.
What? Oh, hold on. Was that
some kind of a plug?
It's a Haywire show. Hello, Don and Mike show. It's the all-caller show.
Just phone call.
What?
What up?
As your mom said, come again?
Hey, I got some bad news, Don.
Yeah, buddy. Wait,
hey, you know what?
It.
I have bad news for you, too.
Oh, you know what?
Time!
I'll wait and see.
Oh, you know what? Just once. Okay. Just once. Right. Don't give them what they want. Don't give the attitudes what they want.
Deprive him. He wants to try to fight
with
me.
But that's the whole joy of it. The control.
Oh, but I know we've got the control, but I'm sure what he's got to say is pointless.
Okay.
What do you want to say?
Well, hey.
Yeah, there he goes.
That was the great bait and switch.
Everybody's happy.
Oh, I love it.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys. I was wondering if Rob got my email.
You know, you and I could always sell cars, Mike.
I know we could.
You and I could always go into business as being the good cop, bad cop, selling cars.
I know. It's fantastic. And the guy's all right. Because it gives him extra time to actually hone and refine what he's going to say. And he gets all ready. And then, boom, it's gone.
Every single car we sold, we would be like those guys in the Albert Brooks movie, Defending Your Life.
Just laughing hysterically, falling down.
When they sell him a piece of crap car. And as soon as he turns the corner, you see the guy going,
Enjoy your new Beamer.
Hi there, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Take your full 60. Go ahead.
Hey, I was wondering if Rob got my email.
Rob, did you get this guy's email?
Yes, I did.
Yes, he did.
He did. All right, well, there you go. Question answered.
And
sorry.
Thank you.
Hello, Don and Mike show, all caller show.
Rob, I need 30 seconds on the clock, please. I'm going to see how many show rules I can violate in 30 seconds.
All right.
This is Super Sacramento Stan calling. Hey, you guys, is it hammer time? Who would you rather do, Leah Remini or Bart? Will you recap the first hour of the show? I wasn't listening. I was busy answering a question with a question. By the way, I'm 15 years old and have won 3 contests this month. Howard Stern and Don Imus are pretty great. They talk about this, that, and whatnot. I have a joke to make you laugh. Brett Favre.
No, you cannot say the F word.
Oh, that is brilliant.
Worth the trip. You were great until the F word.
Even that, you know, the problem with that is some of his... material got chopped off at the end. That was brilliant.
You're good.
Brilliant.
You're good. That's
pretty good. Pretty good. Pretty good.
Love you guys. Bye.
Love you too. Bye-bye.
Good job.
That guy had a lot of good stuff to say, and he ended it with the F-bomb.
That was fantastic.
That's the last thing he said. And also, can I say...
F.
Truck.
Oh, fantastic.
How beautiful. Well, everybody loves keeping count, and everybody loves the stats. How are we doing? It's 1 hour into the show. How many calls, Robbie, you think?
I buzzed back me up on this. I got 20 calls that segment.
Yes, exactly. That's right.
So 20 calls that segment.
49?
A total of 49.
49 is right.
49 calls. And you know what? What a great call to end with in that segment.
Perfect.
That's pretty good. Well, it only happens once every 4 years.
Thank God.
It's the leap year all-callers show. And we'll continue with more of this brilliance. Prepare to be dazzled.
KEC.
Keep eating it. Keep eating it, big man C.
KEBMC.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.